This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Sean Pendergast with Payne and Pendergast, and this is a big week coming up here in the city of Houston because not only is opening day coming up for the Houston Astros, but we got the Texas Children's Houston Open coming up as well, the week of March 24th, all week long. Of course, the tournament from Thursday the 27th through Sunday, March 30th at Memorial Park Golf Course, a huge weekend, and both of those entities are under the same umbrella, the golf tournament as well as the Houston Astros. And joining me right now to talk about that is Jason Wooden, who's the vice president of marketing for the Astros, who has both of these events under his purview here, and he's joining me right now to talk about that. Jason, it's great to talk to you. How are things going?
Busy.
Yeah,
I will tell you that, Sean. Thanks for having me. Really busy. Obviously having two major events in the city of Houston all coinciding at the same time. It's great for the city of Houston. Does require a little bit of a balancing of our schedules, but hey, it's exciting for the fans, and they get to really have two awesome events going on at the same time.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about both of them, but let's talk about the golf tournament first. Man, this was a big week. Rory McIlroy commits to the tournament, and Scottie Scheffler already coming. You got the number one and number two golfers coming in this week. This has got to be really exciting.
We knew Scottie, for sure.
Yep.
Scottie coming in, that was announced earlier, and having the number one, he actually was in very close to being into a playoff last time around last year. And then to have Rory go and have the amazing weekend that he had, end a major with a win, and then immediately follow that up with committing to us in Houston is incredible.
Yeah.
So number one, number two, battling it out. We couldn't ask for anything better.
And you got a lot of great names on there too, but those two really pop. When you get a commitment from somebody like Rory McIlroy, what's it like in the building over there? I mean, obviously the buzz that goes with that, but is that one of those things like that you see a tangible uptick in engagement about the tournament, maybe even ticket sales and things like that?
Absolutely. The excitement inside the building, yeah, is one that you're just like, all right, we actually have, I mean, it's a really good get for us. One of the best fields we will probably put together in the history of the Open. But we not only had Rory on the same day, we had Ricky Fowler on the, yep, same day, and Jason Day.
Yeah.
So for us, that was just a massive announcement, and absolutely being able to push that out there to all the fans, we saw the excitement and the uptick in sales for sure following that, and it's continued.
A lot of high fives in the building when that happens.
There were a few
high fives.
A lot
of golf fans in there.
There were a few high fives for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. It's going to be a great field. It's going to be a great week, no doubt about that. And back to March now. It was November. It's been a November event the last few years. And now it's back to, I think, you know, where people are used to seeing it. It had been a March event prior to you guys taking it over and years ago. What type of impact is that? How beneficial or is it beneficial to have it on that part of the calendar as opposed to in the fall?
Well, when we first started this back in 2019 and Jim kind of came into the PGA and said, hey, we'll kind of go and take this over and kind of facilitate it. We knew we had to be in the fall. Mm-hmm. It wasn't ideally where we wanted to be. And we had always had the goal of saying, hey, we will get back to the spring. That is our goal. That's our mission, back to where we need to be right before the Masters in some form or fashion. And we finally did that. This is our second year being back in the spring. And it really does. You just feel a difference in the overall tournament and the feel. It just makes it bigger. One, you have the national television audience that's out there, and you're in the mix of all of those major tournaments that people are watching. So for us to be back where we were and where we wanted to be, it's a really exciting time, and the weather couldn't be better.
Yeah,
right around this time. I mean, we're all seeing it right now, but
beautiful.
Being able to have that back and have an outdoor event's awesome.
That's interesting. I'm talking to Jason Wooden, Astros vice president of marketing, talking about the Texas Children's Houston Open. You mentioned the Masters. That had been a big thing with the previous iteration, the pre-Jim Crane iteration of the tournament. It was typically the week before the Masters. Now you're 2 weeks before the Masters, which is still kind of in the Masters orbit there. Talk about that a little bit, just the gravitational pull that comes with being near one of those majors on the calendar.
Right. It is a unique type of place to be because you do have players that ultimately, there are some players like, look, I want to go and play the week before to kind of get honed in, tune their game, et cetera. You also have guys that are like, hey, look, I want to take a week off before I get to the Masters and maybe get to Augusta a little bit earlier. So we're in this perfect little sweet spot 2 weeks before that. I think we can probably capture both of those places. And you're seeing it with the commitments we have now. Guys that want to maybe take a week off before the Masters, but they don't want to take 2 weeks. So we get those guys. And then guys that are just trying to continue to hone their game.
Yeah.
And usually the week before kind of is a pretty big telling sign of how guys play before. And they're like, I'd really like to come in and still kind of work on some things. Mm-hmm. So being 2 weeks is really a great spot for us to be.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I think, you know, especially in athletics these days where guys tend to load manage in any sport, like the idea of getting your body right and everything else the week before and playing 2 weeks before. The sweet spot is the perfect way to put that. Talking to Jason Wooden, Astros VP of marketing, take us back. And you've been in the building over there for a decade now. Mm-hmm. And so you were there when this tournament became something that Jim Crane wanted to take on. They, you know, the tournament, Shell, the sponsorship ended with Shell, and the tournament was out there for the taking. And as you mentioned, 2019 is when it started back up as a production for you all. Take us back. What was that like in the building? What were you thinking at the time? You know, kind of take us through that.
Sure. I think from us on the Astros side, it was one of those things. We know Jim is going to always want to, one, do a lot of things for the city of Houston and take on opportunities as he sees fit. He's always been a massive golf fan, obviously has the Floridian down in Florida. So this was an opportunity that he was like, well, you know what? I don't want this tournament that's been a legacy tournament here in the city of Houston to go and leave. We can't be the only city in Texas without a PGA tournament. So called the PGA and said, hey, let me build you a plan. Let me talk to you about how we can do this and help this. And then ultimately did that, coming to us at the Astros and saying, hey, everybody, we have the Astros. We're going to create the Astros Golf Foundation. Yep. There's going to be dedicated individuals who are going to work on this 365. But we are also going to be leveraging the talent we have inside of our building to go, whether it's ticket sales, whether it's sponsorship, whether it's marketing, whether it's PR and communications. We're going to go and take those resources and be able to help bolster this from the Astros side as well. And so I think a lot of people were like, okay, we're going to do both. Now, granted, it was in November at the time. And again, it plays its challenges because at that time we have deep runs in the postseason.
Yes.
And we actually, I kid you not, I'm not even making this up. We executed the first day, it was Monday, tournament week following our 22 season. We had the parade Monday of tournament week to celebrate the World Series. And then everybody who was facilitating the golf went right from the parade over to Memorial Park and was like, hey, let's go. It's golf week.
Yeah. Well, and in baseball too, like the offseason starts right away in terms of, you know, making decisions on players and contracts and things like that. Like there's just because the parade just ended doesn't mean that baseball ends. Like it's like any sport, it's a year-round endeavor, and you got this golf tournament going on in tandem. Is there, to your knowledge, is there any golf tournament that has that sort of ownership arrangement where it shares kind of resources or ownership with another sports entity, even a professional team? Or are you guys unique to this?
We are definitely unique to this. This is very interesting. Most organizations that run tournaments are facilitating it through similar fashion, like a foundational efforts. It's usually a 501c3 that's facilitating it. We have that with the Astros Golf Foundation, but to back it with the Houston Astros and that kind of machine that we have there is definitely unique to the PGA.
Yeah. Jason Wooden, Astros VP of Marketing, joining me here on Sports Radio 610. So what's that been like with this tournament coinciding with opening weekend? Everybody's excited, as you mentioned from the outset, about both of these things. Take us inside the building over there. What's that been like for you guys with opening weekend for Astros seasons are always highly anticipated for a lot of reasons this year, very highly anticipated. And then the golf tournament is obviously a major thing as well.
The good part about it is what we're going to do in the full week that we have going on, starting next week, starting on Monday. You have exhibition games over at Daikin Park that people can come and see. It starts Monday and Tuesday. That's the kickoff to the tournament that we have there. So pro-ams are going on, et cetera. But then the weekend from Thursday to Sunday, it's really providing the city of Houston and the fans here opportunities to really just spend a whole lot of time going to their favorite sporting events. And they can do both. Opening day, obviously the day that we kick off day one of the tournament, 3:10 start for us over at Daikin with the Astros. It does coincide, but come in the morning.
Go in the morning,
Come see us at the Memorial Park and be able to come there on Friday. You have all day to spend at the tournament. And then you can come to see a 7:10 game. And then Saturday, it's a 6:10 Astros start. But all day you can spend at the tournament. And then Sunday, funny enough, schedule works this way. We have Sunday off at the Astros, so it's full day that you can go and spend at the golf tournament.
Wow.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
How does that, why Sunday off that for the opening weekend?
It was a Major League Baseball kind of scheduling. I think they look at trying to find unique openings for teams if they have to go and have, I mean, you're still in the end of March. So some of those northern teams that, that deal with the colder weather, we don't, that may have to have some of those flex days.
Right.
For us, it gave us an opening there to say, okay, we don't play. Great opportunity for everybody to come out.
That's a great point. You don't have to. They have a purpose for that opening day. But that, you know, in some ways, Major League Baseball doesn't want to have any quality with the schedule. So you guys happen to get an off day and say, wow, that works out incredibly well. Oh, that's really exciting. How does Jim get around during these times where I would imagine, you know, being at the golf tournament and being Jim Crane there, and then he's got to be is he going to have security detail getting around town? Are you going to bring him in on a chopper, or how are we doing this?
Jim will pop up and he almost just materializes in places. I don't know how he gets from point A to point B.
There's two of them.
But he definitely does. Yeah. And he will absolutely be at the golf tournament, taking all of that in, you know, talking to the players, because he obviously has good relationships with those guys.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be right back at the ballpark. He's not going to miss opening day. He's going to be there for it. We're playing the Mets. I mean, it's going to be a fun experience. So he navigates his schedule and he will materialize in both places. It seems to be almost like he does have two of him.
Exactly. And he loves it, I'm sure, no doubt. Before we get to a couple Astros questions, I want to mention here, because if you're listening right now and you're hearing us talk about the golf tournament, tchoustonopen.com is where people can go to get tickets to the tournament, right?
Correct.
I got that right. Okay, good. tchoustonopen.com. We'll mention that again. Don't worry. But before we get to that, I got these beautiful City Connect hats in front of me here. And we were just talking on Payne and Pendergast today about the new City Connect uniforms. I like them. I'm big into the white kind of from head to toe coloring of this. And VP of marketing, so I would imagine you can provide some insight here for us about how you guys arrived at this particular design.
So again, we're investing ourselves in a lot of different things at the exact same time. And you have opening day, you have the Houston Open happening, and why wouldn't we want to go and reveal and launch a brand new uniform right at the same time?
Yeah.
So City Connect uniforms literally launched at midnight last night. Fans are able to go and get it. We have the team store, Union Station's open 24 hours right now. But yeah, we did. This was version 2 for us.
Okay.
And this was City Connect 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to go a little bit more on the traditional side.
Yeah.
You saw us last year with a full kind of color rush, that deep navy, which was fantastic. I mean, it was something we wore for 3 years and fans really, really adopted it. We wanted to give them a different version of that. We did think that there was a little meat still left on the bone with Space City. Mm-hmm. We wanted to tell that story a little bit longer. So you saw version 1 for us was a lot of the history of Space City. Why did they make Houston Mission Control? We are the gateway to the stars here in the city of Houston. So it was about that moon landing, about that kind of history that was around the city. Version 2 of that is about this kind of next new frontier that we have from a space travel perspective. Everybody knows it. We've been to the moon. We're going beyond the moon. This is about Mars. This is about taking that next step in the evolution of space travel. And the city of Houston is going to be right there front and center as Mission Control for us to go in and make those steps into a new frontier.
How fun is the process of working your way into that story around, for a marketing guy, like working your way into that story that surrounds the uniform, where it's more than just it's more than just clothes to people?
This is one of my most fun parts of my job, is being able to actually go and weave a story into the overall brand of the Houston Astros, along with the city of Houston. Mm-hmm. For us to be able to go and tell that story and the unique little Easter eggs that we have, or the deeper meaning behind some of those things. Yeah. And then being able to go and find historical moments like the JFK speech about, we do things not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Yeah.
Literally happened at Rice. And so it's in the heart of the city of Houston, saying that about future space travel. And that quote really exemplified not only the space travel and what we're trying to do, the city of Houston, who we are and what we are about. Also this team. This team is going to do things not because they're easy, but because they are hard.
Yeah, grit.
Exactly.
Grit, no doubt. So let's talk about this team a little bit. What's the excitement level now? You look, it's been remarkable, the ability of of the Houston Astros to keep this window open. And I think, again, you know, you look at any odds board right now, you look at any top 100 list of the best players in baseball, Baseball America just put it out. You guys have 8 of the top 100, which is second behind the Braves right now. This has managed to still be a very talented and gritty baseball team through nearly a decade now, and it's going to keep going. What's your excitement level over this?
Excitement level is obviously super high for us. And one of the reasons why we built the campaign around Built for This. I think every single year, whether it's players that exit us, it's players that come in, people are always sitting there kind of wondering whether or not, when is this door or window going to close for us? Inside the building, Jim absolutely will say it every single time you ask him. He's like, the window will always stay open as long as I'm the owner of the Astros. And you've seen it. The fact is, depending on how the season goes or the players that are on the field, we will inevitably be there in the end. And that is what has been the path for us over this past decade, is the season's going to have ups and downs and people are going to have their opinions in terms of predictions, et cetera. But the goal is, this is a marathon. And as long as you are there at the very end, our goal is to take the division first, get ourselves a position in the postseason, and then you see what happens.
Yeah, get in the tournament. And the ability, I think, especially at this stage, to balance staying competitive in the present with making sure that you're supplementing the future. I mean, Cam Smith has been the story of spring training this year. It's been incredible.
Cam Smith is, obviously a bright spot down in spring training.
Yeah.
And for the fact that a very, very young guy is able to kind of take that on and be able to kind of go and perform it at a very, very high level. I feel for Dana and team that has to go in, and Joe that have to go and make some of these decisions.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, this is exactly the decisions you wish you are making, because it's like he's fighting his way onto a team and you're like, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad I have to make these decisions.
It's a great problem to have, right? Great problem. Too many good players. Always a great problem to have.
Right.
Jason Wooden, Vice President of Marketing for the Astros. And once again, tickets for the Texas Children's Houston Open can be had by going to tchoustonopen.com. Again, number 1 and number 2 in the world coming to Houston next week. And great weather, great sport, great course at Memorial Park is going to be a heck of a week next week.
It's going to be a fantastic week for the entire city. And without question, people are going to have stuff to do. Like, there's no question about it. So come and see us. Come for opening day. Spend the time at the golf tournament. It's going to be a fun time both places you go.
No doubt. Jason, really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me,
Sean. All right, you got it. Jason Wooden, Astros Vice President of Marketing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.